to 8 already. Interesting story actually in the Courier Mail yesterday, talking about some new legislation that's about to be introduced by the Labor government here in Queensland. Basically, well, in a lot of ways, targeting unions. We know that obviously Labor and unions have had a long-term affiliation. And of course, unions are so important. It's all about the workers and making sure that that imbalance often between corporations, big business, powerful people, is basically corrected through the union. Unions, just the power of the people. Eureka Stockade, you look at some of the things that have happened over eons here in Australia. Now, the state government has been accused of attempting to wipe out competitors of friendly unions to protect the millions of dollars in donations and support received by the Labor Party, here in Queensland in particular. A parliamentary committee has been considering the government's proposed changes to the Industrial Relations Bill. It's been handed down, and it's basically a damning submission by employee advocacy group, the Red Unions, which has accused the government of corruption by attempting to wipe out competition. And I think that's one of the key things. Unfortunately, when you get the alignments, particularly with specific political parties, there's always a risk of a corruption of the process. The prime consideration should be obviously the workers. That's what it's all about. Grace, she's actually the Industrial Relations Minister here in Queensland, has hit back and said the primacy of registered organisation representing both employers and employees has been a central feature of IR systems throughout Australia for generations. She said, we make no apologies for ensuring that they basically operate within those systems and they are registered subject to strict reporting, transparency and accountability requirements. And there's no doubt there's some basis to what she said there as well. But obviously, a few people are pretty upset about it here in Queensland. And I guess that concern of corruption. Jack Maguire, he's the managing director of Rush, the Red Union Support Hub. He joins me this morning. Jack, thank you so much for your time. Just in a nutshell, what are some of your prime concerns about this this bill that's looking like it's going to be introduced here in Queensland?
Thanks, Murray. Well, I suppose the principal concern is that this new legislation arms existing registered organisations with the ability to go down to the Queensland Industrial Relations Commission and start a process to wind up independent unions that compete against them. Now, I know in your intro you said Grace was saying that there has always been these registered organisations, the primacy of those registered organisations, but I would like to give her a history lesson because back in 1973, Gough Whitlam signed us up to a number of international treaties which totally dispel that notion. In fact, those treaties give Queenslanders and Australians more so the human right, effectively, to form and join their own trade unions without any impediment whatsoever by government and public officials. So this bill that they're bringing in could well be the first piece of legislation that breaches Labor's very own human rights legislation that they brought in a couple of years ago for breaching that freedom of association and right to form and join trade unions. So it may be that very quickly after it's introduced, we may be down in the Supreme Court having that argument.
Obviously, it's been a situation over eons where there has been a close affiliation, obviously, with unions and Labor. And I know that irks a few people. Obviously, that's, the unions, in a lot of ways were actually born out of Labor. But at the end of the day, and particularly in a modern context, it needs to be really at hand's length, or arm's length is probably a better way to put it. Particularly, when you're focusing on the protection of workers' rights, when it's a situation where you're getting large donations from these unions directly to political parties, in essence, it essentially does basically corrupt the whole process.
Yes. So our unions are roughly half the price. We've been around for about 8 years now. We've proven that, you can run an effective union at half the price. So it begs the question, where does that extra $400 a year go? And I think we all know where it goes. You can look at our submission that we gave to the committee about where some of those things go. But I guess ultimately when it comes down to the individual worker and what sort of outcomes they're getting in corrupt and the corruption of the process, if you have particularly a public sector union representing a worker who then also the union gives money to the Labor Party, And then has to go and try and represent that worker against the department and that very same Labor government or a minister. And I think that sort of vexes that whole process a little bit. And I think that if you want an advocate, you need to have an independent advocate.
And obviously for unions, you have to deal with both the LNP, obviously here in Queensland, and Labor from time to time. So having an objective middle ground is really a no-brainer in so many ways, Jack.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, even with the rise of minor parties, you've got the Greens now, CATA, One Nation. So people's voting, you know, intentions are all over the place now. So, which is, you know, fine in a democracy. But I think most people, when you ask them, particularly frontline professionals, want to keep that politics outside of their workplace representation. They want to keep who they vote for in the ballot box and not take it with them to work.
Okay, well, look, obviously Labor's in the front seat when it comes to actually introducing this legislation. Obviously, you're keen to make a bit of noise about your concerns. But, you know, what else can be done? What's likely to actually turn this legislation around so you have a more balanced, objective position so unions are representing all workers in a fair and balanced way and are not scared of the particular, you know, the particular party that may be in power, particularly here in Queensland?
Well, that's a very good question, Murray. I mean, bring on the next election, I say. But I guess one of the main problems, I guess it's highlighting just how corrupted even the process of this legislation has become. If you look at a bit of a longer run-up to how this came about, you've got, you know, Grace took a job with the Queensland Nurses Union while she was out of Parliament during the Newman years. They then get Linda Lavarch to do a review of the Industrial Relations Act. She was with the Queensland Nurses Union up until 2020 or 2021. And then they seek to codify the Gilbert decision, which is a decision that's still before President Davis. So it's sub judice. So how they could try and codify it, I don't know. But in that case, they examine a very senior solicitor who was with the Queensland Nurses Union a few years earlier, then goes to work for the department. I think as the acting director of employment relations. She drafts a memorandum that's misleading, sends it to the Queensland Nurses Union for marked up changes, adopts those, sends it out. So this whole bill and this everything just has, you know, nefarious anti-competitive behaviour all over it. And all we want is just a fair crack for our members, just to give us a free run and let us do our job.
You know, particularly in the climate we're in at the moment after, you know, what's occurred, you know, wages stagnating, a lot of pressures on families and households when it comes to that weekly or fortnightly or monthly income. It is a real concern and, you know, we certainly need balanced and fair people who can basically come up and deal with these type of issues and make sure there's that balance there between the corporates and, of course, the employers and the employees. Great to talk to you this morning, Jack. It's really quite an interesting story. He's the Managing Director of Rush, the Red Union Support Hub. Really enjoyed our chat and thank you so much for your time today. Cheers.
No, thanks, Murray. Cheers. Our mission.